The Mystery of the Red Chamber and the Underground Tunnels of the Jesuits. The adventure of exploring the underground world of Trieste began in 1982 in the Church of Santa Maria Maggiore, which was built by the Company of Jesus in the mid-17th century, together with the large adjacent building, the College, home to the renowned Trieste Nautical School that for many years trained the captains of the Austrian Navy. It should be noted that after the dissolution of the Jesuits for intricate international political reasons, the secular power used the College as a criminal prison, and the two sites, Church and College, both equipped with large basements, were immediately considered by the popular imagination as gloomy and mysterious places, up to the point of assuming that in the past a secret court of the Inquisition was located under the church. Many others, animated by anti-clerical intentions, had also reported imaginative descriptions of these underground chambers, without verifying in person what they were saying. In particular, the stories that have come down to our days indicated the presence of a Tower of Silence, a mysterious well of souls, and a secret red chamber, so named for the scarlet color of the Inquisitor who presided over interrogations and the torture. In the stories of the 1930s, there was even talk of the discovery of skeletons chained to the walls on pointed hooks around at the heat of the neck. Before the urban speleology section, no one had been involved in creating a map of the Jesuits' underground tunnels based on inaccurate topographical measurements. The greatest difficulty was the restoration of the underground rooms prior to 1933, when a clumsy hidden system overturned the entire original 17th century structure. Finally, it was possible to retrace the interrupted passages and find with wonder that hidden by a concrete install in a corner of a compartment below the right nave, an ancient octagonal well really existed. From the examination of the finds found inside, in no way could the alleged well of souls be combined with the real presence of the sites used in the past for coercive practices, but the rediscovery of a well and the alleged red chamber rekindled in the city a wide interest in the history of that Jesuit underground tunnels. In the wake of the old noir stories in those years, a successful television fiction and a beautiful fantasy adaptation of a famous hero of the occult comic, Martin Mister, were made. The historical scientific results of the investigation carried out by the Adriatic Society of Speleology were published in a weekly issue of the Italo Svevo editions of Trieste, which was sold in many thousands of copies, a rather unusual fact for a local publication, which evidently attracted a great public interest. Since then, as desired by Armando Halupka and his collaborators, the site of Santa Maria Maggiore has housed a guided tour, accessible to small groups by reservation, which recreates the history of the mysterious underground world of the Jesuits of Trieste in a tourist guide.